I'm Mark Arnold. I'm a landscape architect. I've been working more or less in Kentucky for the past 30 years. And what we do as a firm, and there are, right now I have 10 staff here in our office, but what we do as a firm is assist cities and universities and private individuals with the development of their landscape, their streetscapes, parks and recreation. We do quite a bit of campus work on university campus across the country and specifically Kentucky. And we're also working on a number of projects across Asia and China right now. So we're beginning to branch out a little bit, but it's all recreation and landscape design related. Horse Cave advertised for a request for proposal for design firms to come and talk to them about development of their streetscape project. I think there was a good feeling right from the start. We really loved the town, we loved the people, we liked the people on the committee, and there was just a good warm feeling about our involvement, so we were fortunate enough to get the project. And as a part of that initial site visit, we got a tour of the cave and wandered through with Cave Dave, was what we called Dave, and just got fascinated with the whole story of the founding of Horse Cave. And we went to Dave's office, and as a part of just data collection, he was able to provide us some old cave maps. And we looked at them, and when we looked at sort of started developing the streetscape, I thought, you know, there's kind of an interesting thing that's happening here, because if we digitize the cave map and actually put that into AutoCAD and we reference it with our street map, I thought, what an interesting way to sort of tie the community, you know, the ground community to the subterranean community and create a story. We thought, just showing those at the street level, showing that alignment and beginning to pull some small elements of cave life to the surface, small plaques, cave crickets, fish, you know, the blind fish, those kinds of elements we would bring to the surface.